It's a great honour and an absolute privilege to welcome Mr. Noel Gallagher. Hey, Noel.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I feel all right.
All right. You're going to play three tracks for us today. We're going to start off with a track from the first album.
Yes.
From the High Flying Birds.
Yes.
Let's get into it and then we'll have a chat after it.
Okay. Right. Let's do it.
First time with the BBC Concert Orchestra. How does that
surely
feel?
Surely not. They must have played with them before. I recognise one or two faces. That might be from the Boozer, though.
Well, yeah, there you go. All locals. Yeah. With the High Flying Birds, was it an idea that you had in your previous band? Or was when that finished, you think, right, I want to do something, but I want to do something a little bit different?
Not really. The first thing I decided I was going to do was going to do nothing. I was going to get away from it for a while.
Did you go on holiday somewhere?
Yeah, probably. I can't remember now. Probably did 13, 14 years ago. But and then the first solo album I had, half of it was going to be for the next Oasis album. So it was just like I thought I'd record these songs and just put it out and then put a band together and see what happens. And then one thing has just led to another, really. And
well, it's led to this album, the fourth album.
I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't envisage it going on and on, but I didn't have any really grandiose plans for it. But as it's gone on, the one of the main ideas was for it to be forever changing, really, and to not get stuck in one particular lane and just let it ebb and flow and do its thing.
Big day today, because the album's released tomorrow.
That's right.
And it is a great collection of songs. I've been fortunate enough to hear it before the release. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
But success now, do you take it for granted?
No. No, I don't take any of it for granted. I don't take the songwriting or, none of it. You know, we're going out on tour. We still put everything into rehearsing and everything into making the records as good as they can be. You know, that's all you can do. It's just make it, just try to get it the best that it can be. You know,
it seems like you have a really good, strong work ethic.
Yeah, well, I don't have any other interests outside of music and football.
Right.
I don't collect anything. I can't drive. I'm not interested in it. So this is what I do.
And Council Skies, because it takes you back to when you were a young lad looking above and thinking what's going to happen to me in the future.
Yeah, well, I was writing the song itself and I was getting stuck for a bit that would elevate it from just another little scratchy demo thing. And on my coffee table at home was a book by an artist called Pete McKee from Sheffield, who I've worked with a bit down the years, and his book is called Council Skies, and it's a book of illustrations of characters from council estates, and it set off a chain of events that kind of led to...
You didn't take an idea from someone else and use it yourself, did you?
But this time I actually asked him.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Andy was alive.
All right.
It's usually dead people.
Right.
And he said, look, I asked him, could I use the title? And he said, yeah. And it set off a chain of events that I reworked a few things and then shot the cover on a council estate in Moss Side. It all kind of went from, it was going that way and then it went that way. It was good.
Your album covers and single covers are always really significant. They always look beautiful. There's always, they make you stop and think, all right, what's all that about? What's the significance behind this? I've got a Peter Blake from Stop the Clocks, I think it is, in my dressing room.
Oh, right, right.
Number 50 of 100. You might not know this, but your record label handed them out to certain people, and I got number 50 of 100.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
So they give them to all the big hitters then?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you get one?
Everyone over 6'2", no. That's what they gave. That's who they gave them to.
Yeah, working with Peter Blake was a privilege and an honour. He's like one of the greats. And initially we wanted to work with him for the best of, a bit of gravitas and all that, and he just started doing things digitally, right? And he sent over this thing, and we all went, oh no.
How'd you say oh no to Sir Peter Blake?
Well, so what happened was, everyone was like, well, you're going to have to go and see him. And I was like, okay, so I went to see him, and I did what any self-respecting rock star would do. I sent him and said, look, Peter, it's not me. I love it. It's the tambourine player.
Blamed it on everyone else.
The tambourine player is not having it at all. And he was like, oh.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have to do something else.
And it's a classic thing.
And then there we go, and there it is. Yeah.
Sits on our landing opposite my daughter's bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Well. And I'm just good. I know we're really short for time, but just quickly. You've said in the past that your music will always be with you. No matter what happens to you within yourself, your music will always be with us. Mm. And I remember when I was a caretaker in a primary school in Bolton, I used to listen to 60s music, and that was like 30 years ago. And now my daughter is listening to your music, which was 30 years ago, because next year is the 30th birthday of Definitely Maybe. So it's kind of an evolution. It's a beautiful cycle.
Well, honestly, it's a real privilege when these anniversaries come round and kids are still into it, you know, for something that we created that sound, you know what I mean? It wasn't thought out. We were the real deal. We were just a bunch of guys who created this noise, and the songs are great, and it's still going.
Absolutely.
I can't believe it. It's still got legs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that movement keeps on. The snowball keeps rolling.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of it is to do with a lot of kids who are, that, you know, teenagers now don't really have anything like that anymore. And I guess, suppose, like we did in the, we're looking back to the Beatles and the Stones and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a shame. Not a shame, because it's great for me, obviously, but that
keeps the heat on.
That no one really came along to take our place, if you like.
Yeah, nice. Well, I'm going to take you back to Medibel Studios, because this isn't the first time you've been here.
That's right.
We found a clip.
No way.
Yeah, of when you and Joe Wiley with the band sat down and you played a few tracks. Just listen to this, because it will put a smile on your face.
All right.
A revelation to everyone outside of Oasis. That's new material. What was the song called?
Sad Song.
And we got you here under the pretense that you're playing at Glastonbury. Are you looking forward to it? First time there?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
What are you looking forward to?
I want to see Johnny Cash. And I've got to get his autograph from my mum. And my mum said, if I don't get a picture taken with me and Johnny Cash, then I've not to come home.
There was a posh twinge in there, Noel. Have you been down to London for a couple of weeks?
Well, I've 30 years now, but I've lived there. Yeah. No, I've kept my accent more or less, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
That night we were in here was the first night we'd come directly from Liverpool, where we just recorded Supersonic, and we played it to McGee for the first time, because he was expecting us to do Bring It On Down for the first single, and we couldn't get it right. And we said, but listen to this, and he flipped out. Yeah, he went crazy. Well, wow. As everyone did.
Brilliant. Like we said at the top, new album is out tomorrow, called Council Skies, and this is the title track. You're gonna play next, I do.
This is Council Skies. Yes.
Thank you. Awesome. Coastal Skies from Coastal Skies, new album.
Indeed.
We're going to play you some voice notes now from listeners. And the first one is a question that I would have loved to ask you myself, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hand over the reins to Colin. So this is Colin.
All right, Noel. Colin in Macclesfield here. What's your favourite Manchester gig venue, past or present, both as a performer and a punter?
Because you've done some pretty big gigs in Manchester historically. Yeah.
Main Road was great for Oasis, so was the Etihad. I think, though, to see a gig, the Apollo is pretty good. It's pretty iconic. It's photographed on the inner sleeve of my album. It's where I seen my first ever gig in 1980. It was The Damned. And I've seen everyone there. Yeah, it's a pretty special place. The Beatles played there, you know. So, I'd say the Apollo, yeah.
Next question is from Harry.
My question is, when you're writing an album, do you just write a collection of songs that are all fairly separate to each other and work them into a track list? Or do you find that maybe an entire song transforms some of the other songs and takes the entire album somewhere else?
Yeah, well, for this one, obviously it was all written in lockdown, so I had all the songs on pretty much the track list and all worked out. It depends what kind of record you're making. With Who Built the Moon, I've no idea what we were doing for a couple of years. We're just jamming, you know what I mean? So it depends. I'd say more often than not, down the years, even with Oasis, there was a core group of songs, and then you might come up with another couple in the studio.
Right. But just from jamming?
Well, no, you kind of write in the studio. That's where you're spending all day in the studio around your equipment. You know, you would write. But I think we'd probably have then with Oasis, and now we'd probably have the big tunes. You know, you wouldn't go in. You know, you wouldn't be writing singles in the studio. Mm. Every project is different.
Yeah,
it's different for me anyway.
Okay, well, next question is from Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Is it all right?
Yeah, yeah. Because what we do, we take a question from the previous band that have been in the Piano Room.
Hi, Noel. Joe Elliott here. You may remember we met briefly at the Led Zeppelin gig in 2007, which seems an age ago, as was the first song that I ever heard back in 1962, which was Love Me Do by the Beatles. I'm wondering, what was the first song that you ever heard on the radio? And what was the first song or the first album that you ever owned?
Well, I'm not sure what the first song I ever heard on the radio was, but I know the first song that I demanded or that I asked to be bought, and it was by Leo Sayer, and it was Won't Let the Show Go On. And if I remember correctly, he was dressed as a clown on Top of the Pops while he did it, and that's why I wanted it. And actually, I've got the 7-inch, but the tune is amazing. But the first album was Sex Pistols, I'm afraid. I am that cool. Yeah. Leo Sayer and the Sex Pistols.
When I need you. Going right in my head.
No, it wasn't that. It was a great tune. It's all on the banjo, I do believe.
Nice. Oh, all right, we're going to play your final track.
Yeah.
Which is a cover version, because
we're at the BBC, and you can't get out of the BBC without doing a cover version. It's like, you do a couple of your own, but can you do a cover version?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they asked me to do this, I was like, I'm afraid I'm all Bob Dylan'd out, and like, the Beatles, and I didn't know what to do. But this song that I'm about to do is a song that, when I first started playing the guitar, I obviously couldn't play it, and I would play Joy Division bass lines on the top string. And the first one I learned to play was Love Was Tear Us Apart, and I would play this song, this version of it, at home, you know, down the years when I've, you know, and when they asked me to do it, I was like, can we get away with that? Because it's such an iconic.
Means a lot to so many people, actually.
And being from Manchester as well, it's, this is going to be tricky, but when I've got my own studio, I went and did a little demo of it, and I was like, you know what? I think I might be able to pull this off, so we're going to do Love Will Tear Us Apart by the Divs.
Take it away, my friend.
Thank you.
Noel Gallagher, thank you very much. High Flying Birds, thank you very much. BBC Concert Orchestra, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having us.